pay for it with us. Pay for it.
Right. People are turning to different drugs to help them to relate and to relax. And that is not what we're looking for at this point in time. We need to find something positive. We need to find another way of getting whatever is building within us out.
And the interesting thing about being chaplain, and you know, sometimes people think that the chaplain is just there to say prayers. You know, but certainly my, as Natasha indicated, also Ford indicating that is far more than that, because sometimes you have to intervene in terms of relationships. Sometimes even at I mean, having at a station, or you may find a person that may need that enabling encouragement. So a chaplain is an encourager. He's a spiritual guide. He's a supporter. And the important thing about the chaplain is the knowing that there is someone who is there. And when we think of chaplain, we think of religion. But one of the things that I think Natasha said, I prayed at that occasion, yes. But as chaplain, I also recognize that there are some persons who we will have to help that who may not necessarily be religious, put that in quotation marks, or spiritual. True. And therefore, the approach must be different. Mm-hmm. It must be different. So therefore, you have to employ then the psychological tools that will help to address the situation before necessarily talking about God. But of course, a chaplain, God will come in some way, because that is what you are there to provide. But certainly, as you said, a person may be under stress, a person may be having marital problems, a person may be going through depression, a person may be experiencing loss. And loss is not just death. It can be loss of a limb, loss of job, loss of status, loss of function. All those are things that people grieve over. You may not get a promotion. I mean, that for you can be grief and sorrow and sadness. So sometimes you have to help you understand to get over those things. So I think that my role is pretty comprehensive. And sometimes I have been able to lead, for example, some seminar. We did a seminar we did on making moral choices, for example. I did that. And then with all the groups in the session, we will look at emotional intelligence, because they need to grapple with these things as well as they go on to the fire service and interact with people. They need these skills as well. So it's a pretty comprehensive role. It's not just saying prayers. It is dealing with the mental, psychological, social well-being of the members of the Barbados Fire Service and their families as well.
That is interesting. And to know that you would have done seminars, including one on making moral choices, that is interesting, because, well, for me, that's a first. I've not heard of a chaplain conducting seminars of that nature. And so that is commendable. Now, you said you had not officially come on as chaplain in the incident we were just talking about. So it's for a year officially. So unofficially, if I may ask, for how long?
I can't even put my hand on the time, but it was not long after that. Maybe it could be 3, 4, 5 months before that.
Okay.
I was asked to assist. And of course, at the time, the Barbados Fire Service headquarters was next to the Bethel Chapel, which is my primary place of worship and so on. So yes. It was an opportunity for outreach, and also an opportunity to let the fire service know that there is a friend just next door.
Yes, that's good. That's good. Oh, wow. Okay, so would there have been, Officer Ford, a chaplain prior to Reverend Odell?
No.
Wow. No. So after all these years,
if we had anything, we used to work with network services.
Yes.
Those were the persons that we would go to. We would get a counselor from there to help us to deal with whatever was going on within that point in time, at that situation, but having our own personal chaplain, no.
Well, as I say, I'm happy for you.
Why, thank you. And anyway, as I said, it is so good knowing that you don't have to go far, or you don't have to be researching people like, all right, you know somebody, you ever deal with this bodyguard? You know how persons like to shop around looking for someone? We have someone right there. I mean, the mere fact that the department saw it fit that, you know, officers would need this avenue and decided to invest in our, we talk about our mental health, we talk about our overall well-being. I mean, again, I know I can toot our own horn, beep beep to the fire service.
And I can say as chaplain that it does make a difference. I mean, you go to visit a fire station and persons appreciate the fact that you will come to see how things are going, have a chat with the officers and so on. And I have found that officers have been receptive. Of course, with COVID and so on, I'm not visiting stations for their own protection and mine. But certainly, when I visit the stations, certainly persons are appreciative of that and they welcome my presence as well. So they are benefiting, and I'm benefiting as I learn from them. And I have learned from the fire service about fire prevention. I've learned about making sure when I leave home, unplug everything that's not necessary. So it is a two-way street.
That's
and
correct.
So really for me, it is a joy and a pleasure to serve these brave men and women. Because as I look at the tasks, I do not know if I have what it takes to be a fire officer.
I second that for me.
So hip hip hooray for all the men and women who are in this fire service.
Yes.
And I join with you in saying the same thing. We didn't come from ordinary mothers. Let's just put it that way. Our mothers had to be super ordinary to produce such fine officers. So kudos to the mother.
And the fathers.
Yes. How could I forget the fathers? We need both of them, huh?
Yes,
you need. Just by herself.
You need to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I'm here thinking, too, of the importance of an ongoing relationship, because it's not easy to have to relay your problems to one individual and then to have to find somebody else to rehash
the same
and
thing.
Do everything all over again. And it's a whole cycle. But now you have this continuum, and Reverend Odell is there to be able to offer that assistance and that guidance on a continual basis. Mm-hmm. So that you won't have to start again. And that in itself damages whole.
Tiring.
Yes.
And I think it does something to the psyche.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it's important. And I am thankful on behalf of the Barbados Fire Service that you are the chaplain, Reverend Odell.
Thank you. And yeah. I think what you mentioned is important. You see, the question of accessibility, that's critical. So the thing about the chaplain, you don't have a call and make. You don't have the chaplain when you say, well, all right, I come and see you only on Tuesdays or Mondays 10 to 4, you know. Mm. But that too can be put off for persons. So I think most persons know, all persons ought to know how to get in touch with the chaplain. And that, I think, saves some of the stress and pressure, as Officer Forrest said, trying to find someone to deal with a specific issue. If I can't deal with everything or anything, then, of course, it's all referral, because, of course, as chaplain, my knowledge is not perfect or complete. My knowledge is not perfect or complete. There are some areas of expertise that will need further investigation, and so then you appoint your officers in that direction.
That's good. Well, there we go. I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yes.
Right. And what inspired this, as I was telling you, is because, as I said, normally when I'm outside, especially when I'm mingling with my colleagues, Chris and Jay, you know me, we're the same. We love to laugh.
Yes.
And persons will always come up I mean, one lady came and she's like, "You always laughing, you always joyous. What is it? I mean, with this, with things that are going on, nothing don't get you down." And as I say to you, I have a song to give y'all.
Yes.
Yes, you heard y'all before we finish here today. And I mean, that's what made me think about having this program, because despite everything that is going on around us, I mean, for those of us who don't believe in God, I'm sorry, but we know that there is a higher being, there is a higher calling. And one of the things, as I told you, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. Oh no.
So. That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You have a fire. All of a sudden, you have a singer.
That's right.
In the bathroom.
I'm sure Officer Sobers would have been very proud of you, Officer Ford.
Well, you've got to call him. He's not here. Just let him leave him where he is. That's a source of stress. He wants me to program a photo.
Oh, I just needed my tambourine. No, I don't know.
But yes, again, the work environment, what we make it, where we have colleagues that we can relate to, we can talk to, we can fellowship, and we can mingle with, it makes some of the things that we go through so much smoother.
Yes.
That's so true. And the social network. And I've always said that if you don't have a network, that it makes your challenges far more greater to deal with than to have persons that you can bounce things off of. And the important thing about my role too is the whole question of confidentiality. I know that a lot of persons, when you hear about counsel and chat, oh, I can't tell them my business because they might go and tell somebody else. But I'm sure so far that all the officers will know that whatever was shared with me, that it has been confidential and it will continue to be confidential. In fact, as I must give credit to the chief, who always indicated he is not interested in what you tell the chaplain. Very important. So that whatever is shared between the chaplain and the officers stays right there. And that is key to a successful chaplaincy. Because once that confidentiality is broken, then your credibility, and then the credibility is broken, and one, it is very hard to rebuild credibility once it's broken.
That's true. Well, I say thank you so much, Reverend Odell, Adrian Odell, for joining us for this special edition of the 311 Radio Show. And we continue to wish you God's best as you are conducting your chaplain duties. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris.
And thank you, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford, for joining us as well and for having Reverend Odell, and for your song. I'm sure it blessed somebody's heart this morning, this afternoon.
Yeah, somebody.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. And I'm Krista J. Paul, and that's it for the 311 Radio Show. Remember, you can always log on to vob929.com if you miss any of today's edition, especially with Officer Ford singing, bless God. You can always log on and listen back to the program. And this program, you can always watch on VOB 92.9 FM's Facebook page. God bless and have a wonderful week. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
Thank you.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.